Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
We tell them all across London.
This story was told by Max Yates.
In May 2013.
Where the theme was mistaken identity.
So I've just created a multi-million pound drink. And I'm beginning to think about the charity that might be deserving of my philanthropy. It's a problem. It's a conundrum, if you will, but the bigger problem is that when I say created, I actually mean thought about. And when I say I actually mean my best friend, James. See, we were at a pub garden and we were kind of chatting. There was my best mate, there was myself, and there was James. And he just kind of comes at us with a lightning bolt and it just hits us very quickly. And it is that the British male needs a manly soft drink. Needs something bold, something strong, something with a distinctive taste. Something that British men feel proud to hold in their hand and brandish in a pub environment. This is, for all of us, a genius idea. Like, how on earth no one has come up with this before is beyond us, and we spend the rest of the evening trying to work it out. When I wake up the next morning and I'm sort of clear-headed and sober judgment, I realise that this is indeed not only a brilliant idea, but it's also an idea that needs to be acted on instantly. And I feel in that moment just like, I feel like Jack. I feel like Jack, who is just about to trade in his cow for a handful of magic beans. And so I busily begin researching the drinks market. I try and work out what's the latest brand, what's the trends, what are the purchase drivers within the market, what even is a purchase driver, I don't know. But I work it out and I get to the point during this research that I need a name for my brand. So I decide on something bold, strong, manly, and I decide to call it Stag. So, again, this is something interesting to me, and I decide that what I need to do is then spend all of my time kind of invested in this project. And I find myself kind of scorning nights out with friends. I find myself giving up meat so I can save £100, and I'm eating baked beans for 3 weeks. I give the £100 to one of my best friends who is a product designer, and I want him to design the perfect bottle. And I find myself cold calling a lot of entrepreneurs to try and find out the tricks of the trade and where my idea can go. So I phoned Innocence Banana Phone. It goes straight to their headquarters, and I get through, to my surprise, to Richard Reed, who is the founding partner. He declines the offer for me to present my idea, which is Stag. And he said that they're like focusing on their existing portfolio. But that little knockback doesn't feel like a knockback. It's building, my excitement's building already. And then I phone Adam Pritchard, who, he owns Pom Great. And I think, as I get talking to him, he gives me a very sage piece of advice. And he says, you are destined to fail. Don't quit your day job. And I get more and more excited. I mean, this is definitely a step in the kind of direction of realizing my vision. So then I phone Val at the Virgin Drinks Company. She's kind of like, she's got this kind of commanding voice, but it's kind of got a sweet edge to it as well. And I build up a bit of a rapport with her, and she says that she's going to put my pitch to her boss. I just have to wait a little bit of time. He declines the offer and says he's not interested at all. But I can feel that momentum is building, and I can feel that destiny is definitely on my side. And that is because I see a flyer for the Bar 05 show. Now, the Bar 05 show is like pretty much where the whole of the drinks industry comes to celebrate everything new and sparkly in that moment about the drinks industry. And it's held at London's Olympia. The trouble is that you need to be a member in order to apply for this. Now, I don't know anyone in the drinks industry, but I did know Val. I kind of worked out whether Val would mind me borrowing her identity for just a couple of days. I decided that she wouldn't, and I decided that the future and in the common good that she wouldn't mind at all, and like history would judge this a minor misdemeanor in the grand scheme of things. So it worked. I called up work, and I was off work for a day, phoned up sick, and I find myself kind of wandering around the Bar 05 show. There were like drinks bar owners. They were all doing the latest shots of Mexican mezcal, and they were kind of scantily clad women cavorting themselves over the latest bar. There were salespeople just trying to feel out their next big sale. And then there was me, the owner of a multi-million pound drinks brand that just needed to be realised. So with this kind of precious cargo, I found myself walking around the Bar 05 show, just kind of feeling people out. I had this kind of strange sensation that these wily drinks people would be able to just suck out my idea just from right between my very eyes, just because I looked at them in a little bit of a strange way. I gave them the wrong look. So I was very cautious as I was walking around, and I just collected lots of business cards. I didn't give my identity away, nor my identity as Val. And the next day, I found myself a little bit overwhelmed by the whole experience. I mean, it was huge, and I found myself in need to tell someone. But I couldn't tell my friends because they'd think I was nutter, and I couldn't really tell any of my family because I didn't really feel they'd understand. They wouldn't be able to see my vision, but I felt like I had to tell Val. I felt like she was, I mean, after all, she was my kindred spirit. So I emailed her. And no sooner had I emailed her than I got a reply straight back. And the reply, it was lacking in sympathy for like my master plan, to be honest. And I was a little bit confused because she was talking about notions of betrayal and trust and right and wrong. And then I go tinged with embarrassment because I read the final words in capital letters that are, "Don't ever contact me again. I'm going to call the police." Being a young, naive kid, I was a little bit scared, and the whole vision that I'd had around this drinks brand kind of fell down behind my ears. I couldn't understand it, and I realized that all the non-eating meat, the taking days off work and the faking people's identities, it was all in vain. But as I stood there and I kind of contemplated this, I realized two things. One is that I will always be Jack. I will always be willing to trade in a cow for a handful of magic beans and a new adventure. But I also realized that I will never, ever be Val from the Virgin Drinks Company ever again.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill,
at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.